Our opening song number 411. $400 million. All our wealth.
Thank you.
First book of Samuel. Samuel was sleeping in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. The Lord called to Samuel, who answered, "Here I am." Samuel ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." "I did not call you," Eli said. "Go back to sleep." So he went back to sleep. Again the Lord called Samuel, who rose and went to Eli. "Here I am," he said. "You called me." But Eli answered, "I did not call you, my son. Go back to sleep." At that time, Samuel was not familiar with the Lord, because the Lord had not revealed anything to him as yet. The Lord called Samuel again for the third time. Getting up and going to Eli, he said, "Here I am. You called me." Then Eli understood that the Lord was calling the youth. So he said to Samuel, "Go to sleep, and if you are called, reply, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" When Samuel went to sleep in his place, the Lord came and revealed his presence, calling out as before, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel answered, "For your servant is listening. Speak." Samuel grew up and the Lord was with him, not permitting any word of his to be without effect. The word of the Lord.
come to do your will.
Here am I.
Sin as a person commits is outside the body, but the immoral person sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been purchased at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. The word of the Lord.
Oh. reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John was standing with two of his disciples. As he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they went and saw where Jesus was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 p.m. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord.
Wrong with this mic, and you say, and also with
your spirit.
And also with your spirit. Very good. So it used to be, and also with you. That fit better, didn't it? Oh. Well, we better not go there, because this is plugged into the Vatican. Isn't it?
Because the Lord may fill your mouth with a fresh new song, as we heard our cantress, yeah, you too, said. Some of you are probably wondering, how does a preacher, deacon, presider, put a homily together? Well, I use this APES. What does that spell? Some of you know, but some of you don't. APES spells
apes.
So A for attention, first part. P for a point, just one point. A P. E is for an example, just one example. A-P-E-S. So therefore, go out and inspire others, or summary, S. So A, attention getter, P, a point or one pearl, E, an example to flesh out what I'm trying to say, and then what's that? Poor candle, huh? You got racked by the lecture, right? You almost took that candle with you to the podium. Well, that'll happen, right? No one's perfect but God and math, they say, but I don't know about math either. I was never good at it, but the math isn't perfect either, because it's our own figuring.
Sounds like there's a fish in here. Drowning.
Maybe you could hold it for me.
Whatever. I'm afraid you might pull me in. The dream. You must remember the dream. Remember those words? For Christ's sake, remember. Remember the dream. Remember where those words come from? From that great
play, stage play. Man from La Mancha. There are two main characters in there. Aldonza, she's the town. Well, you fill in the blank, Christina. Or Joel. She's in need of morphine, of changing, of turning her heart. And Aldonza becomes Dulcinea, fair lady, by the way of Don Quixote. Remember? You must remember. Try to remember. Did you see the play? Did you ever sing The Impossible Dream? Some are voting, some aren't. To dream the impossible dream. Do you know?
We're not voting either.
The diplomats. You're the one, Art Linkletter. Ask the young guy who's the boss in your home, mother or father. This will get some of your attention. Those who are sitting there like, trying to critique everything here. What's he doing? Where's he going with this? Well, the little guy said, oh, my mother and father, they're both the bosses. And our Linkletter said, well, you're quite the diplomat, aren't you, young man? And he said, oh, no, Mr. Art Linkletter. I'm no diplomat. I'm a Baptist Catholic. In your faith, you know? One was Catholic and one was Baptist. And apparently it works. Imagine hearing those fresh words. These potent words from the scriptures today for the first time. And imagine the lector here as Eli. E-L-I. How would you like a name like that? Eli. He's a wise sage, wise elder, right? How many years has he been a wise age? He's an elder. I better finish the sentence. Takes a long time, doesn't it? Well, maybe he could tell you. First it was 7, then we'll say 16. Okay. That wasn't supposed to take that long. But Jesus says, come and see. Come and see to those disciples. Where do you live? And there's something mysterious about Jesus, isn't there? And there's something about church that is mysterious. And if we don't know what's going on, someone or with a system, it becomes an enigma, a mystery. You say, I wonder where she lives. You know, I wonder where he lives. And the disciples were curious about Jesus and asked that question. And what was his response? 3 words. Come. Come follow me. Okay, we'll take it. We got the thumbs up. It was come and see, but come follow me is fine too. Yeah, come and see. Come follow me. Well, will you? Will you follow him? We all need him, you know. God wants you, you know. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, you know. A living temple. So we care for it. We care for it. Imagine John the Baptist, the words proclaimed by the deacon in the gospel today from John chapter 1. 35 through 42. John sees Jesus and says, look, behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. What would you like to be a lamb? What happens to lambs? What happened to him? Yeah. Well, imagine yourself being little Sam, asleep. Samuel. Teresa, whatever works. Remember, imagine yourself sleeping. You hear a voice. run to grandma, grandpa. Did you want something? Call. I didn't call, Eli says. I didn't call. Go back to bed. I gotta get up in the morning. Can you imagine that? Well, Samuel, little Sammy, wasn't quite ready yet to hear the voice of God. He wasn't formed in the faith yet, as we're formed by our parents, the primary formators, primary educators. After all, the parents, right, are home with the kids. I hope they are. I think it's more there than here, right? 1 hour a week. There. It's a hard work to be a parent, isn't it? Yeah? How many do you have? 77?
No,
oh, 7. Okay. My parents always said 7 go together. It was C.S. Lewis, my sisters and brothers, a great Catholic writer. In our quest for faith and for following Christ, C.S. Lewis said, "Perhaps in reasoning about Christianity, if false," he said, "it is of no importance. But if Christianity is true, it is of infinite importance. And then he concluded by saying, "The only thing it cannot be, Christianity that is, moderately important." It can't be moderately important, my sisters and brothers. So if we're living our lives, unlike T-ball, Apostle Tim, he's all over, taking all the ink these days, isn't he? He's on the front page of the USA, you know what I'm talking about? Your neighbor, Tim? Hello. They don't know. Eli.
He met Eli.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, and I think there's more to that story. He met Eli, and let's see if this works for you.
What? He lost.
We lost last night.
Yeah.
We just lost the game. God gives up.
No.
Okay. That's the point. God doesn't give a hoot. God's on both sides. The Denver Broncos as well as the Patriots. I get one of those moments. Yeah. You know what? People came from a family where he was homeschooled. You know of another quarterback who won the Heisman Trophy and led his University of Florida Gators to the national championship? Remember his name? It's not unlike one of the streets nearby, the school is. Mine begins with a W, ends with a L. Oh my word, it's too early. You get up before God. Werfel. Am I pronouncing it right? Isn't there a street Werfel in Clinton Township? Thank you. Oh. Yeah, he won the Heisman Trophy. Not that you care, right? So my point is about parents. The parents were the primary formators and educators of the kids. And it was faith over football. Hello? Football's fine. I watched it last night.
Are you an American?
I'm the norm about it. But everyone likes to get in on a good party. I wanted to check out who this Apostle Tim Tebow is. And there he was. I don't think he did that iconic posture, the Catholic genuflection, I call it. His head bowed. John 3:16, God so loved the world that what? Gave his only begotten Son. Yes. Girl. Oh, my sisters and brothers, today imagine these words. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about what matters. Our lives begin to end the day
we become silent about things that matter. And another minister said that long ago, before he was murdered in Memphis, Tennessee, not Memphis, Michigan. He was martyred to let the call of his own baptism grip his every step, like our baptism should grip your every step, my brothers and sisters, to follow the Lamb of God. And that's why sometimes we wear red. We use red on Good Friday. We have red buttons. Got truth. That's T with a capital T. So it better be God's truth that's preached that day. There's a revival of Parish Mission. Call it what you want, coming up March 4th through the 7th. And Connie, humbly in that front pew there, has them. And a former Pentecostal minister, I believe, who brought his whole congregation into the Catholic Church. He was received into the Catholic community. Last name Jones will be preaching. But red is for martyrs. Red is for the Lamb of God. Don't you think it's time for a few of us to stand up for Christ? Thibault can't do it alone, nor can Werfel, nor can Grandma and Grandpa, nor can just the ministers. Faith first, my brothers and sisters. Faith first. Remember, teens and those of us 10 or 20 times a teen, remember, faith first, will you? All right, I see a few heads, John. The rest of you, I'll see you in the confessional box.
Others to Christ through our lives, our deeds, and our words. We pray to the Lord. For leaders of government, that God will awaken within their hearts insights into the deepest needs of those whom they serve, and help them develop policies that will promote the common good. We pray to the Lord. For young people, confused about which path in life to follow, that they may come to recognize their particular abilities and choose wisely, we pray to the Lord. For Christian unity, that in this week of prayer for Christian unity, Christ's disciples may bear renewed witness to our unity as members of his one body, and so inspire others to come and see Jesus, the Lamb of God, who is in our midst. We pray to the Lord for the sick, that they may know the comforting and renewing touch of God. We pray to the Lord for the deceased, especially Martha Bondi, that they may now see the Lord's face, the Lord face to face. We pray to the Lord for these and the intentions we hold in the silence of our hearts. We pray to the Lord.
God the Father,
hear our prayer. Hear us, God the Son. Holy Spirit, hear our prayer. Mercy on your people.
In preparation of gifts, let us sing number 375. Here I am, Lord, number 375.
We pray this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord be with you.
And also with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For through this Paschal mystery, he accomplished the marvelous deed by which he has freed us from the yoke of sin and death, summoning us to the glory of being now called a chosen race, royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for your own possession. And so to proclaim everywhere your mighty works, to proclaim you as the Lamb of God, we have called us out of darkness and division into your own wonderful light. So with all the angels and dominions, with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory. Betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, Jesus took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Benedict and Helen, clergy and religious, and all your pilgrim people. Remember those who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light and radiance of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the blessed apostles, Peter and Paul, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life. May praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
through him, with him, in him. O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Grant peace in our days, that by your help we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory of our Son forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. And graciously grant your peace and unity in accordance with your will. Live and reign forever and ever. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Thank you.
beyond my fears, from death into life. Shepherd, so nothing shall I want. I rest in the meadows of faithfulness and love. I walk by the quiet waters of peace. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into love. Gently you raise me and heal my weary soul. You lead me by pathways of righteousness and truth. My spirit shall sing the music of your name. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into love.
Just a couple of announcements. First, we are having a parish mission beginning March 4th. Deacon Alex Jones is presiding over our parish mission. And although I don't personally know Deacon Alex Jones, I've heard him speak, and I've read his book, and I guarantee that you are in for a treat. Deacon Alex Jones has a terrific history and a background, and now he's ours. He's Catholic. He's a wonderful and a dynamic speaker. I guarantee that you will enjoy him. We are passing out, Connie, my lovely wife, and I are passing out red buttons after Mass, which is kind of a save the date reminder. Got truth? Kind of like a takeoff on Got Milk. Got truth? Parish Mission, March 4th through 7th. I guarantee you'll have a wonderful, life-changing experience. Also, there are some poinsettias that are for sale, for free. You have to let me finish my spiel. Not the white ones here. There was some in a pew back in the vestibule and gathering space in the back. There's some red poinsettias that you are free to take home. Please enjoy them. Water them and enjoy them. Also, it says, please see the lantern for the faith-sharing questions of the week and for more details on upcoming parish events.
Christ, Lord,
down for God's blessing.
The Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Go forth. Mass is ended. Thanks be to God.
As we are sent forth, let us sing 415, the church's one foundation. We'll sing verses 1, 2, and 4. 415.
On foot, all the earth shall to your name.
Oh, for heaven's sake, it's well, guys, to meet you.
Well, I hope to see you again.
You too.
Oh, thank you.
Come and join us.